What's up, bitches? Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette. It's Friday, ho. You survived another week. And I know this is not Microdose Monday, but this is a microdose week for me. And I just my topic today, I think it's just a topic that's gonna advocate for the psilocybin deficiency that has overrun the world because so many of you guys are worrying about shit, okay? You're worrying about stuff that ideally doesn't matter. And it's the same shit. Like, you're getting pissed off for little shit, okay? You're literally taking years off your life for little shit. And something that psilocybin does for me is helps me bring that into my awareness when I see myself starting to get frantic over something I shouldn't worry about, or getting angry over something I shouldn't worry about. Like today, literally, for example, because obviously you guys know it's Thursday night. I'm recording Thursday night. I just got off work. And it's hilarious, by the way, you guys. I did a podcast that launched this morning about anger. Okay. And what do you know? My husband calls me when he gets off work and is angry, angry about everything. Just he's pissed. Okay. He's rage against the machine. I don't know. He's angry. I thought that was fucking hilarious, but I'm driving to work, you know, on the phone with him. And all of a sudden this dumb fuck like pulls out in front of me, and the roads I drive on aren't, they just don't get taken care of. So it's pure ice. So I'm literally ice skating. This guy pulls out. He can't have not seen me. Dude, I got super pissed. Like, I wanted to pull my car over and beat his ass. Even on the way home tonight, because now I know where this fool lives, I considered stopping and slashing his tires. That thought went through my mind, okay? Unnecessary anger. I freaked out. It was part of that. My body went into fight or flight, and that's why we worry, okay? This is why we worry, because our brains still haven't caught up to handle everyday life. Okay. Everything is very different today than it was hundreds of thousands of years ago. And literally our brains are still trying to catch up. You've got, you know, a government who is trying to keep us dumbed down, keeping us in a box when it comes to education. There's no encouragement for free thinking. So I would say that it's not entirely your fault that you worry. Okay. But listen, it doesn't do, it's not doing anyone any favors. And if you guys notice, like, if you look out in the wild, animals do not suffer from chronic stress like we do. They don't worry. They might be skittish, but they don't worry. They just have this automatic response, and it's been ingrained in their DNA since forever ago, since creation, okay? They have an instinct where if they're skittish, they book it, right? When they have a stressor, they deal with it quickly. And then as soon as it's over, they're done. If they're thirsty, they get something to drink. Problem solved. If they're hungry, I mean, they find some plants to chew on, okay? If they're threatened by something, they run until they feel safe. That's it. Watch nature. There is no worry. There is no stress. They just do what they need to do. We are not like that. We are still stuck with our brains, you know, wanting to deal with this immediate issue, the short-term stressors. But most of our life, like, we don't have the short-term stressors, okay? Your biggest struggle right now is, you know, am I going to hire that awesome power washer guy in the spring? You know, do I need tires for my car? And these aren't problems that can be fixed by just, you know, taking a quick action in the next few minutes. You know, they're like chronic challenges, okay? And since they can't be solved in the immediate future, our brains worry. Anything that cannot be handled right now, our brain worries. In the distant past, anxiety, you know, resulted in taking an action that would relieve the anxiety. Now that's not an option, but our brains believe that maintaining the discomfort will eventually work. And that's where we're falling into that chronic stress. And to dumb this down, or to be able to say it in a term that, you know, I'm trying to communicate here, Like, we're too primitive for society. That's it. So it's important that you are taking responsibility for where you are and developing those techniques for dealing with the dumb shit, okay? With the worry and the anxiety. Because removing the source of discomfort, it's not always possible. You know you're going to need tires after, you know, the winter season. You know you're going to need to do, you know, yard work in the spring. You know you're going to have to hire a better plow guy in the winter. Like, these things just come, and we try to worry like that's going to change the outcome. And it doesn't. It still comes, and then we just worried for no reason, and then everything works out. So outside of microdosing, because I feel like that has definitely progressed the brain growth that I have to where I can see, okay, this is not my worry. 90% of the shit that I was taking on my plate is just something that I hand off to God. I'm like, I can't handle this. This is on you. Please take this. What can I handle? What do I need help with? What needs to go to God? You have to remove uncertainty when possible. If you're not up for the microdosing psilocybin challenge, then remove the uncertainty. Be certain you have something to worry about, okay? It's the uncertainty that drives us crazy. So do what you can to eliminate it. If you're worried about your car, take it to the shop. Get the quote, right? That's it. If you think, you know, your best friend is angry at you, ask them the question. Face things head on. Shift your anxiety to like daily actions. Instead of burning up all that energy, worrying about dumb shit, getting mad about dumb shit, do something productive. That's it. You have too much time on your hands because we're microwave mentality. So you got your phone at your disposal. You do dumb shit with your time. And if I asked you to keep a diary today of everything you do and how much time you spend doing it, how embarrassed would you be? You know, get a fucking hobby. Find something else to do. Shift the anxiety to daily actions. That's it. If you're worried about your retirement, figure out a side hustle. If you're worried about your health because of your weight, fucking get healthy food and join a gym. Spend your time and energy doing things productively to address your concerns. Sitting there just worried about it every day, but eating the two bags of chips and a box of Ding Dongs while drinking your six pack of Coke, watching the, you know, newest series on Netflix today, that's not going to help you. It's not going to help you. Worry about getting the proactive things done because that you can control. If you're worried about not working out, you easily resolve the issue by working out. And I don't want to hear your excuses. There's a million things. Find free YouTube videos that work at any pace. I go to the gym with my husband. We've been going a lot. Well, with all the sickness, not consistently, but we definitely go when we need to go. There's still times that I don't even need weights. I just use resistance and it's still a struggle. So you have to just start somewhere, okay? As soon as you take action to resolve this unfavorable situation, your brain relaxes and backs off the worry. Even if a situation is not completely resolved, you're going to worry less naturally when you move from thinking about it to taking the action. Optimism is a magical thing, okay? That's your perspective. That means seeing the positive side of things before you freak the fuck out and lose your shit. Worry is unproductive. It never solves anything. So you want to take the action. Stop thinking about shit and find yourself doing stuff. Do the things. Find things to do. That's your challenge this weekend. I want you to keep a journal documenting your time and how it's spent, including your worried thoughts, your anxious thoughts. And I want you to start seeing that pattern. This is a big deal. We're getting angry and pissed off and worrying, and it's shaving years off our life. It's stealing literal joy from being in that present moment. Worried about the shit that doesn't matter. And for what? What's the perspective? You look at the graveyard. You want to know how much regret is laying in there? I guarantee that person isn't like, man, I'm so glad I spent, you know, the last 6 months of my life. I didn't know I was dying, but the last 6 months I was super, super worried about my retirement. Then I got hit by a bus and fuck that. But I treated everyone like shit and I was short and I was angry and I was mad because I couldn't control the outcome of something that was going to happen. And boom, a bus fucking hits you. That's real life. Okay. That's shit that happened. So why would you waste another minute obsessing and worrying about and freaking out about shit that doesn't fucking matter. Doesn't matter. Everything always works out. And my husband and I do this. I catch us in the same cycle. And it's in my awareness now where we just worry about shit. But what is the truth of our lives? Everything always works out. Everything works out. Next week is a big change for our family. It's the dynamics change. And my husband has a chance, you know, to just kind of save himself from himself. And I'm excited for that. But it's going to be a big change. Am I going to help this situation by worrying about it? No, I become proactive and I think about what I can control in a situation that I can't control. What can I handle? What action can I take? What steps can I make? What moves can I make? Do I have enough, you know, stuff to occupy my time so I'm not just going crazy worrying? Because what is the point? When has worrying ever helped you? When has getting pissed off about every little thing ever improved your daily life, the joy meter in your life? When has that improved? You're wasting time on dumb shit. Keep a journal. I want you to write it down. I want you to hold yourself accountable and actually do something about this. If you're not willing to microdose, which, I mean, you guys, it changes the perspective. You start to see how it doesn't matter. And you suddenly feel that promise of like, you don't have to worry. It is like, I have the same instinct as the animals in nature. I just know that this is what I do. It's not my worry about how things are going to work out. My worry is like, what can I do in this moment, to be in the present moment, to treat myself well, to be good to my family, to be the best version of who I can be? What can I do in this moment? What can I control? Do I have idle time? What do I need to do? What do I need to do? I do have a book I'm trying to finish that I really, really am excited about. And next week, I think is going to be a great time to do that. It's going to be a great time to do that. So I look at that. I look at the other side of things. I change my perspective. I don't look at things that I could be losing or, you know, stress about just the unknown, because it is unknown. I'm not going to know till we face one day at a time and we work and progress from that moment. You guys are wasting so much time on the dumb shit. And I have to take responsibility for my whole blow up today. I swear I was going to stab an old guy. You guys, I feel like I'm the most loving, understanding person. You can sit here across on a Zoom from me and you could tell me a million things and like there's no judgment. I just love you unconditionally. But if I'm in my car and you fucking do dumb shit, I want to murder you. I am not a good person. I cannot even tell you how much I cussed and I was flipping him off as I was driving by. His fucking little head was by the window and I was like, fuck you, motherfucker. Like I wanted to kill him because he literally risked my life for what? And then he was like stuck in my lane. Like he just sat there for a second. I'm like, are you fucking dumb? I'm about to kill you, dude. I drive a big ass fucking SUV, okay? 8-seater Sequoia. It's huge. The thing is massive. I would have killed him in his little car. And that would have sucked. I would have had to live with that. And I would have gone into the, you know, spiritual world and killed him twice. All of that anger. And it did nothing for me. You know, it didn't make me feel better. The only thing that actually de-escalated my heart rate was the perspective of nothing happened. And that's what I had to remember when I was driving by his house again tonight, when I'm like, that motherfucker, I would want to slash his tires. I want to leave a note and tell him he's a fucking asshole. Shouldn't be driving a car. I wanted to do those things. And I'm like, babe, why are you so mad? For what? You didn't hit him. I had a scary moment. And I should be like the deer, right? I had a scary moment, but I didn't get hit, man. I'm okay. And then you just go and, you know, go about your day. That's what they do. Could you imagine the short life the deer would have if they stayed in the fight or flight every time they were about to get hit by a car? I mean, it's hard on our systems. It's hard on our bodies. Why would I escalate the situation by reliving it when I went back by? What was the point of that? You know, my heart rate was beating because I was stuck in that story of the possibility of what could have happened. And that's why I freaked out so much today, because of all the possibility of what could have happened. And it did not serve me. It didn't serve me. You know, my husband's wipers stopped where they froze to his truck today. And that's why he was so angry. You guys, he was so angry. And I'm like, the baby doesn't feel the best. She needs like good you to come in, not bear daddy. But for what wipers? And he made it home safe. He was fine. You know, and we have a solution. It's not that big a deal. He, you know, takes the Sequoia in the morning. And then when it's, you know, afternoon this weekend, we go get new wipers. It's my mind can't comprehend like why we freak out so much about dumb shit. It's dumb shit. It's not that big a deal. We go, we get the wipers, it's over with. I didn't get in a wreck today, it's over with. Our brains just haven't caught up to this century, literally. But not everything is fight or flight. You're overthinking it. I want you guys to gain some fucking perspective about shit that really matters. Because when, God, are you kidding me? If you can't handle the small shit, could you imagine what life is going to be like if something big comes at you? And it does happen. This is life, you guys. We're in the arena. Okay. No one escapes the gauntlet of getting their ass kicked. No one. Big shit happens. How are you going to handle that if you can't even handle this dumb little shit, you know? And where's your gratitude perspective of like, how come I didn't just automatically think, like, man, I'm so grateful? I did in hindsight, you know, after everything's done, I'm like, gosh, girl, like you had a chance to really just, you know, praise God in this moment. Instead, you're plotting a murder. And for what? That wasn't going to do anything. I even told my husband, like, that would be worth a night in jail, baby, just to go beat his ass. You know, worth a night in jail. That was my thought process. Okay. We're all a little crazy. We're all a little crazy. Just don't fuck with me in my car because my brain has not evolved in that space. Okay. And that's me even microdosing. You know, I still had the thought of like, I have to kill this guy. But I came back really fast, back to my body, back to the present moment, back to the gratitude, back to the moment of like, man, nothing happened. Do I think that guy should have a driver's license? Absolutely not. Is there some other proactive way I could go about, you know, a situation like that? Yeah, maybe. I guess. I don't know. I don't know. Leave the note on his car. Like, you should probably, you know, have to be tested for your driver's license again. You're a dangerous driver. You're very selfish. That was reckless. I don't know. Is it going to change anything? Who knows? But the point is, I had a space where I could have practiced gratitude and just been thankful that God had his hand in that, because there's an I still don't understand how I did not wreck today. Okay. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. But instead of recognizing that in the moment and just kind of slowing it down, I was very quick to anger. I was quick to anger. And it's something I'm excited to work on. Let's do another anger podcast next week. You know, I feel like it's the season. Not just, you know, because I had a listener request for it, but because it came up today. It came up with my husband and myself. So I'll throw it around a little bit. You guys have a great weekend. Keep the journal. Like, honestly, like, hold yourself accountable, like, how you're spending your time and what you're doing. I'm curious. And how much of that time is spent worrying, and how does it affect the outcome of what you're worrying about? You know, I want to know. I want to know, babe. All right, have a good weekend, ho. I love you guys. Bye.